right. Things are going down.
Down.
Down here at the Angry Chair Brewing.
And by things, you mean children.
And beverages.
And beverages. Also
and
beverages.
Cold adult beverages.
Yes. A
Frosty
good combination.
Mugs.
Okay, so...
that's good, right?
Yeah. It gives it a little... something. So today...
Rustic.
Today we have ourselves in front of us the... Anal Wart.
Which is a very hot beer.
Very sexy.
That's not real.
No, it's called the Anal Wart.
Okay.
We have the Girthquake.
Girthquake. It's a collaboration with Bee Nectar.
Bee Nectar.
Bee Nectar up in the hood.
It's an Indian Pale Braggot.
I don't know what that is. I mean, there's a Bloggert.
Bloggert.
What is the thing from Harry Potter?
A Bogart?
Is it a Bogart?
Bogart, that's it.
Make sure it's not a Bloggert.
I'm sure, Rusty.
I think it might be a Braggart.
No, it's a Bogart.
Okay, and that's like what is terrifying.
Well, don't question
scary.
My knowledge of Harry
okay,
Potter.
Okay, all right, so we've got a Bloggert, and we have a the Awakening Coffee Milk Stout. Beautiful. Beautiful baby boy beers. Oh, and we're at Angry Chair. I don't know if we already mentioned that. You would already know.
Which they use coffee from Buddy Brew, which is...
Yeah, that is also Tampa.
Coffee,
a coffee puttery, if you will. And I will.
The Tampa Bay area.
The Tampron Bay.
Thing.
Coming together.
Yeah, local flavors mingling.
All right, so let's take a little sniff of the Braggart.
I think we forgot to mention my 5 ounces of German chocolate cake.
No, you didn't get the German chocolate cake.
You didn't?
No.
You got the Awakening.
You got the one of the Awakening.
Oh, that's for 5 ounces.
Okay, well...
Okay.
Anyway,
so
this is the Bloggert, and it's like a nice amber. It's like a dark looking, and it had a nice thick head.
It did.
It gave me some nice thick.
Which they brew it with.
It's an India Pale. I don't know what that means.
And you can smell it's very.
Floral. So it smells like a...
Which that's the orange blossom honey.
Ooh.
Would you like a smell?
Ooh. Yeah, there is a bit of an orange blossom in there. I don't know about the honey, but maybe a little bit of honey. A little stonk of honey in there.
It doesn't really smell like an orange blossom, but it does smell flowery.
Oh, and Roy is going straight in. He is swishing it.
Very sweet.
Oh, really?
That's a lot of honey. That's a lot of honey.
Holy shit.
That's a lot of honey.
Whoa. So it's like thick. It tastes like... it's like there's like...
That's honey.
It's like after they brewed it, they put honey into it.
It tastes like a mead.
It's got the thickness...
Of a mead.
It's really weird.
It's syrupy. But it still
syrupy.
Has that like carbonation.
Yeah, you get
the carbonation. There's a bit of...
A little hoppiness
at the end.
I like that.
Ale.
That's
and
a nice...
Wow.
Well, they do put 420 pounds
of honey in it?
Yes.
You can, and like the lingering taste afterwards is honey. Like it's like you had a honey candy.
Which that would make sense with the alcohol content being 10.2.
It's more like a meat.
It's gonna explode.
I think
explode
that's
your,
a good beer for people who like ciders, who prefer ciders.
Yeah, it's,
that's
I mean,
a good
like,
option for them.
Well, the thing is that it's like it's intense on both ends. I mean, the bitterness is super intense, but it feels like instead of it being like it's not like a subtle introduction. It's like they're both like duking it out, like the sweetness and the bitterness. So they kind of balance each other. But I mean, like the sweetness is obviously the one that is overpowering.
Oh yeah, right up front, it's just.
But now that we discuss it, it does look like honey too. That's
it looks
that
like
is
a
color.
Mead, yeah.
Damn. Ooh. That's unique.
Very sweet.
I don't think I've ever had anything like that
before.
And I
do like honey, so it's... Big Bear likes the honey. You know?
Oh.
Papa Bear.
Sweet Papa Bear.
Got to
put his hand in the honey
pot. Sticky, too.
It is stinky.
It's stinky.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean... It's a little much, I think.
It is.
It's a little intense.
I think let's cut it down to 300 pounds of honey.
Yeah, I mean, if we're doing the numbers on it, we're running the numbers. Yeah, I think that it's just a little much, but I think it's interesting.
Yeah, I've never, but yeah, it's almost like a mead. It's a mead with hops in it. Like,
it's delicious. That's the kind of beer that is super dangerous because you don't know how.
No, this one you do.
I think it would wear on you if you keep drinking.
Yeah, like two of these.
If it was really cold and you were outside.
If it was ice cold.
Yeah.
If you were drinking it out of the vaginal.
Opening
of a glacier. Of a glacier is what I was. The vaginal crevice of a glacier. The virgin.
Let's bring it back to the kids. Frozen.
All right,
okay.
So
if you were drinking it out
if
of
you're drinking
frozen,
out of Elsa's. Yeah, I think that's Elsa's the name. Wait, is that the? Yeah, have you seen? You've seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we
the
saw
kids
it together.
Love
is Elsa
kids
is Elsa the witch or the normal one? Elsa's the witch. I know what I'm talking about. So it was drinking
the ice queen.
From her puckered.
She was just misunderstood. She had a lot of feelings.
Ice cold puckered sphincter. So yeah, I mean, like if it were super cold, you could probably drink it a little more casually. I mean, it's cold now, but it's not like iced.
Yeah,
that would be a good
you do
beer.
Want
it. Like if you drank this warm, drink it like room temperature, it'd just be
no. That you
too,
couldn't do that.
That would
like,
be awful.
The way you do with some like 50,
yeah,
45 degrees, 50 degrees. But yeah,
that would be a good beasting beer though.
You want to pour it through an ice sculpture.
Yeah. Of a guy peeing.
Yeah.
You'd pour it through his mouth, you'd watch it go through,
and then
you'd quickly...
Suck, you'd have to, like, suckle on the little...
You'd take a sip,
you'd
kiss him, spit it in his mouth, and
oh my
quickly
God.
Get down there.
But it would be a child. Because they always have those
right,
children
and little cherubs,
statues.
Little cherubs.
Yeah, cherub, if you will.
Right. Which, who knows the age on that?
Yeah.
Which sexy. Makes it
a little sexy. All right, so moving on, let's take it a little...
Let's take it a little further.
Stinky of the... okay, so this is the Awakening Coffee Milk Stout. This is, again, with the Buddy Brew.
Buddy Brew.
Wow, that smells like coffee.
Oh, my God, it smells so good.
That smells like straight-up coffee.
And it smells
but
like
really good
a nice,
tea.
Rich, kind of sweet coffee.
Oh, wow.
It smells
yeah, just... It smells like a miracle.
Vietnamese coffee.
It's
yes.
Straight yeah.
Vietnamese
you don't
iced
get
coffee.
This, no, you don't get any of the...
Like, it's already got cream in it.
And this had a bit of a head, but it was gone by the time.
It's very, yeah.
It's extremely
like
dark.
Stouts,
you can't
you
see
have
through
that
it.
Little kind of
and it's a...
Quarter-inch head. There.
Nice,
Is there milk in a milk stout?
A toffee-colored
actual
head.
Actual latte?
No.
All right, I'm going to take a little sip.
Oh my God!
Okay,
shit.
That is so
I'll
good.
I'll take a sip, but let me also
oh,
add that
I cannot
that it
even,
has
that is
it
amazing.
Is it is the Buddy Brew coffee in vanilla beans.
That
oh,
is
vanilla
so
beans.
Good.
Okay,
beans.
Take a sip.
That tastes like
it doesn't
Santa's
taste,
white Christmas coffee.
It doesn't
from
taste
Barney's.
Like beer. It just
it is
tastes
so
it just
good,
tastes
though.
Like a very very lightly carbonated coffee.
Now that
yeah,
is
much.
Dangerous.
That is dangerous.
That is very dangerous.
I bet you drink it hot.
Give that to Ryan. Pour it over ice, right?
No, he would have diarrhea instantly.
Yeah, but like, he doesn't like beer.
But yeah, basically anybody could drink this. This it doesn't require
because
if they
no
like
tolerance
coffee,
for beer at
they
all.
Could drink it.
Like it is that is incredible. It is. I mean, it basically. This is like probably the first time that it has been like 100%. It tastes like
coffee.
It smells.
Coffee. Yes.
Like yeah. Usually it's like, oh, it smells like oh,
yeah.
Or like there will be you know similars where you can see it, but this is like you smell it. You're like it's coffee. You taste it. It's coffee.
Yeah it's straight up.
Looks like coffee.
That's good.
It's sitting at 6.6%. The Braggart. Was
10.2.
So I mean,
nice
like, was...
range.
Do you guys want to try my cider? It is local.
I'm not gonna put it on there.
Okay.
But I would take a sip.
Yeah. So it's a Cigar City cider, and you know they just opened
we'll
their
to
new
go down
cider.
Yeah, we'll
go
down there and do that.
This smells really good.
We only do the stuff that's brewed in house.
Well, just.
Ooh. That's really good.
For the sake Jesus. Of our listeners,
have you tasted it?
Why can't it
that's
be brewed
great.
In-house with the rest of this lovely beer?
Yeah, educate them, Roy. edumacate
them. Because
you cannot brew cider and beer in the same facility. You can brew in the same facility, but you have to shut down production of beer to brew the cider.
Why is that?
Because of the health codes in this goddamn state.
Fucking Florida.
Yeah, come on, Florida. Get your shit together.
Get your shit together. So yeah, what you like?
Jesus, this coffee thing, I would drink. I'm actually like right now, I'm literally considering getting a growler, purchasing the growler itself, and getting it filled.
Cold drunk. Oh.
And getting it filled with the coffee milk stout just because it's so good.
It's really good. Now I don't know that you can. Oh, $15 growler.
Can
that's
we add,
a really good
can
price.
We add, the prices here
are really good.
Yeah,
really
we good. Yeah reiterate.
Really amazing.
And they have a bunch of different sizes, little. 5 ounces.
Little nuggets, if you
little
will.
Little nuggets for like $2-3 if you wanted a taste of a bunch of different things.
You know,
could probably get their whole menu for like $25 and drive home.
Yeah, 2 4 foods.
I don't...
No, you could be safe driving home.
I don't know about that.
5 ounces. You consider 5 ounces.
5 ounces plus 10 offerings, Roy.
Well, 5 ounces... is
$24. $24 for all their
Yeah,
drinks.
But I'm talking about driving home.
No, but that
no, you got five. 40, oh,
yeah,
wow,
50 ounces. That is a lot. Alcohol,
that is a lot.
Beer,
that's
and
well,
varying percentages.
Yeah, I think that would be a mistake.
Yeah, that's
three of those.
No, but the whole
16
menu.
16 pints. I know, but three is 16 pints.
It's not 16 pints. 16 ounces.
I'm sorry. It's a pint.
16
ounces.
Singular.
A pint. That I mean, that's. Three beers. Three, four beers.
Yeah, it'd be like three and a half.
Still,
beers.
I don't think you should drive.
I wouldn't. I don't
beers.
Think I could handle that.
No,
honestly.
You would die.
But
you would throw up.
Suffice
in the
it
car.
To say,
I'm a little more seasoned.
I've already started throwing up, actually. I've had a few sips of a couple beers. So, if you were to compare and contrast, which is kind of stupid because these beers
these
are...
These two, they're
completely different.
Completely different. There's no...
So let's not go compare and contrast. Let's just say you gotta pick one. You're gonna... Any day of the week you come in here, you have to order this or the other.
I'd get the coffee stout.
You get the coffee.
The coffee milk stout.
As someone who doesn't like beer as much, you know, I'm not really a beer fan.
Yeah.
I'm more of a wine and cider person. I think either of these are really good choices for non-beer drinkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that.
They're super, like, super accessible. They're not bitter like beer normally
right.
is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
The coffee is just amazing. That would be my choice. It's shockingly good.
I wonder what it would take to make a coffee cider. Like, imagine this, but maybe a little bit sweeter and lighter.
I don't know if you...
I want to just pour some of it into the cider and call it a light.
This is a whole different flavor. You can't...
Well, what we're going to do is you're going to get that way down, and then you're going to add a drop of that to it.
Whoop.
Just a squanch?
Just a little squanch.
Okay.
Actually, a squanch on the measurement of liquids is actually pretty big.
So, yeah, I mean, like, my fucking hat's off to these people. All of the beers we've had from here have been big flavors. They're all, like, very intense. It's not, like...
Last time we had the red ale and the goza, and they were both...
This actually makes me want to try the German chocolate cupcake stuff.
They have a German chocolate cupcake.
Because we had one at Three Daughters, and it wasn't...
It was not good. It was a weird.
I don't remember.
It was weird.
It was an odd flavor.
It was like the only thing we could possibly guess was the coconut.
Coconut,
driving the flavor on that.
But
one.
Based
because
on the coffee
on
style,
they really went like. Yeah. We're doing entire German chocolate.
Yeah, the literal
coconut.
Well, so based on the coffee stout, I imagine that it would be really good.
Yeah, it does
good.
Say coconut. Milk stout with coconut, vanilla beans, and cacao nibs.
Nibs.
Probably
you're
going to
want those nibs.
Well, I would love those nibs. So their beers are all very intense, and they've all been very, like, flavorful. There's nothing here that I think I'd be like, this is my, like, just go-to, I'm just going to have a beer. Like, it's not casual. Like, it's all been... something you're experiencing. But I could, I mean, I could drink this coffee when casually. It's not like a beer that I'd be like.
The red ale, you did say that you would drink that casually.
What does that mean, to drink something casually?
Well, you're probably right.
I'm just thinking that because I remember being like, well, this is the first beer.
It's the one that I would come back and drink. I feel like it was like a bigger flavor, though. That like, well, when I say casually, I mean like something where it's just like, it's like a kind of balance between like super bitter or super sweet, like somewhere it's like the just like the real middle ground.
Like you could have multiple over the course of.
Yeah, yeah, you're not gonna get sick of it. You're just gonna kind of like drink it. Like it's where it's it doesn't have a big effect either way.
I don't think.
I feel like that the red ale was probably a stronger flavor than that.
I could do a red, but like if, when I think about buying, I think about buying like a six pack.
Yeah.
Would I want a six pack of this? No.
No.
Because that would sit.
Yeah.
It would.
Yeah,
maybe it would sit there for like if I had one a day, but I wouldn't. You couldn't do more than one, like at one after the other.
See, I could see this would be like really nice after dinner or like at a brunch, you know, where alcohol's acceptable. Mid-morning, the coffee.
You gotta be rich for that.
It's only acceptable if you're rich. That's a proven fact.
Business drunk.
But like this, the mead, the or honey ale, right?
The
Girthquake.
The Girthquake. That's almost like a special occasion, like a holiday type.
This is something your dad would serve. Christmas Eve, and he'd be like, okay, now what we're having is this,
yeah.
And he'd make a speech about it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a really nice thing, but I don't think you would have a lot of it.
Right. I could see doing it over ice, too, like you do some ciders over ice.
Oh, the mead?
Yeah.
It's not a mead.
It's honey beer. Yeah. Sorry. I mean, it tastes a lot like mead.
No, it does. It does. Because there's 420 pounds of honey in it.
In every sip.
And a shit ton of hops. Their words.
Yeah. Oh, it does say that?
That's good.
And a shit ton of hops. That's an actual measurement.
Yeah. Actually, there is a measurement. A buttload is a real measurement.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it really a lot?
Liquid is... 320 gallons, something like that.
It's a buttload.
Like a buttload, a butt is like two hogsheads. I don't know the exact measurement, but it is a real.
So we have to go to England to make this work, to make these calculations.
And a boatload's real. I think they base it off a certain size.
I'm assuming a butt is smaller than a boat.
Yes, okay. Much smaller.
But much sexier.
Yeah.
I don't know how to. Yeah.
Well, I was trying, when you said that, I was like, which one is he saying much sexier?
I didn't know what order I.
Both are sexy. I mean, that's true. They're actually equally sexy. Boats and butts are sexy. So.
But it can't be equal the size of a human. A human.
If it were a tiny boat.
No, I mean a buttload.
Like a dinghy.
A dinghy. And it was a large human.
Right.
Then you could get a butt and a boat.
But that human would have to have an ass the size of two hogsheads.
Which it happens. I mean, like, hogsheads are small. Especially with a baby.
That's like a piglet head, Rusty. That's like... This is more...
You see, when I usually have a pig, I imagine a nice hog.
Land around here. You want another sip?
Yeah. I would go with the.
I would go with the coffee as well.
Coffee.
It's a remarkable drink.
It's really good. Really, really good.
It's just coffee.
You could make a nice beer float. Have you heard of
it? Yeah, that.
I've never heard of it.
That would be a nice bridge. Like a root beer float.
Dump an ice cream in there.
They're all stout.
Porter stouts. Heavy beers like that. You just drop a nice vanilla.
And a lot of times they'll do like a chocolate stout, and they'll make a beer float out of a chocolate stout. This would make a nice beer float.
I'm curious to try the German chocolate.
We'll get that next time. Not that we'll come back here next time, because we have many more places to discover.
We've only been to three.
And also, before we wrap up, why don't you do a little back on the that campaign. It hasn't wound down yet.
It has not wound down.
It's still going.
I don't know when they're going to start. I don't know if it was March that they're going to try to kick it, bring him to court. But yeah, we'll post the link again.
Yeah, it's still kicking. Just save the Florida pub breweries.
Yeah, save local brewing or brew pubs, really.
Brewery pubs.
I mean, these places they could just shut down and still brew, but it would hurt the business.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be fun.
It would give you a nice atmosphere to come and sit down.
It's like a bar, but it's not.
Right. Yeah. No one's getting crazy here.
Well, I mean, that person has their tits out. That's one of the children, though, so it's okay.
Basically, you save yourself.
But he's a 8-month-old, so I'm guessing that's okay.
He's got a hogshead of tits on him. No? Hogshead of tits.
So, yeah, the Florida government wants to put an end to these places because big brewing companies are losing money.
Big beer.
Big fucking big beer, like big pharma. You know what I'm saying, man?
And big agra.
Big agra.
And big oil.
Big oil.
They all want to take down the tinies, including the tiny beer pub. What do you call it? Brew pubs.
I think it's just important. Anything that, you know, increases a state or a place's character, you know, lets
which
people
it certainly
be creative.
Does.
Which Florida and Tampa Bay
creates
in general,
a sense of place.
Has a very good brew scene going on, and it would hurt it.
Rivals
big time.
Seattle. It rivals Seattle.
Hey, don't get me started on that.
I'm saying.
It sounds like we got a little thing.
We've got something good going.
Don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
Give us all your money.
You can send us? Money.
You can send money,
just the money
directly
to
us.
And we'll take care of the rest.
In the form of buying lots of beer.
Email it.
Beer
email
and
it.
Jewels. I'm going to be draped in jewels next time.
You have to be. That lends a sense of credibility.
Beer. Check out my
kiss,
eyes.
Kiss in your rings.
So yeah, we all agree that's
chocolate. The coffee's the way to go.
Awakening coffee.
Very good.
Stout.
I mean, they're both interesting, but the coffee is the clear one.
Coffee's the way to go.
Clear.
Blows them away. All right, so get your coffee on, motherfuckers. Come to Angry Chair.
Would you say you had an awakening tonight?
It's just like the movie with Robin Williams and
rest his soul.
Mrs.
Oh,
Doubtfire.
Jesus, let's not do this. Robin. Robin Williams.
It's a conspiracy. You still alive?
Thank God.
It's big pharma, dude. Swear to God. Okay. Yeah.
That's about it.
Bottoms up.
Cheers.
What's up?